Iran, Russia, China, Turkey celebrating collapse of the U.S. by Deborah Danan on June 3, 2020. Tel Aviv, Iran, Russia, China, and Turkey are celebrating the collapse of the U.S. The Jerusalem Post reported, with the aim of furthering their own economic interests and engaging in a Middle East arms race. Authoritarian regimes are gloating over the bedlam unfolding in the U.S., the newspaper said, citing several examples from their respective state-run media. According to the analysis, these regimes have been biding their time to see the end of the U.S. as a global superpower. The U.S. became the world's most powerful country, a global hegemonic superpower, after the Soviet Union and its client states fell apart in 1989. However, Russia, China, Iran and increasingly Turkey have all awaited the period when the world would become multipolar again. They have sought to work more closely together, and they have sat frequently at global forums that the U.S. does not attend. To coordinate efforts against the U.S., these countries all have state media that is well-funded, such as RT, TRT, Iran's Tasnim and Fars News and numerous Chinese media outlets. The policies of these countries are to slowly undermine the U.S. and wait for moments of U.S. weakness to push their agendas. Thank God things that happen in America do not happen in Russia, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said according to Russia's TASS media. Russian Senator Alexei Pushkov wrote on Twitter the U.S. is crumbling, citing its withdrawals from Afghanistan and Syria as proof. Pushkov also tweeted the crisis faced by the U.S. by the coronavirus pandemic and its inability to send aid to its European allies during the peak of the pandemic there further demonstrated its demise. Pushkov noted America has been on a hysterical tirade against China and now faces an internal schism and racial rebellion, the report said. Iran's state-run Tasnim Newswire republished Pushkov's words. The Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, meanwhile, argued it was stronger than ever in resisting the pharaonic, dictatorial, terrorist United States. Turkey's state-run media is publishing articles claiming that U.S. corporations are looting black communities. Turkey supports the protests, but suppresses dissent at home, just like China, Iran, and Russia. TRT highlights police brutality in the U.S. even though it never critiques police brutality in Turkey, the article said. Turkey and Iran have attempted to undermine the U.S. through religious means, the report said, with the goal of defeating Western systems and paving the way for political Islam. These regimes aim to leverage the twin crises facing the U.S. to advance in an arms and geopolitical race. Ankara, despite being a nominal U.S. ally, has signed deals to acquire Russia's S-400 anti-missile defense system and has also flooded Libya with weapons and Syrian mercenaries, the report noted. Iran, for its part, has sent tankers to Venezuela. Russia has sent warplanes to Libya and Syria. Turkey is designing a new fighter jet that Russia's media heralds as a possible replacement for the F-16. Russia is pushing its defense systems, and Turkey wants to work with Iran, Malaysia and Pakistan to improve economic relations and expand its role in the Mediterranean, the report said. The Big Four, China, Russia, Turkey and Iran, are poised to exploit and emerge stronger. Where once George Bush Sr. spoke of a new world order, now these countries want to bury that U.S. world order amid the chaos, it concluded.